This is Voice of His Baby.
Dear listeners, have a nice and cheerful day today and every day to come. Let all of us have a beautiful world. A world will look beautiful only when everything is comfortable, including good health. Me, Dr. Nasreen Begum, a professor and HOD of General Medicine, serving in Sri Satya Sai Medical College and Research Institute under Sri Balaji Vidyapeeth, deemed to be university. My title is Essential Non-COVID Health Services, to be or not to be. As per the title, Essential Non-COVID Health Services, to be or not to be, there is indecisiveness among healthcare providers to be actively involved in providing healthcare to non-COVID patients due to constraint in workforce and facilities. The non-COVID patients mostly decide not to be involved in seeking medical help due to fear of acquiring the virus, stigma related to it, misinformation, and limitation of movements. The pandemic due to COVID-19 has profoundly impacted the delivery of essential healthcare services across the globe. Due to the prevailing pandemic, though it is most essential to give utmost importance in handling COVID-19 patients, the non-COVID patients also need equal attention. If left unattended, indirect mortality due to non-COVID diseases may exceed direct mortality due to COVID-19 illness. Due to the prevailing pandemic which we are facing now, the whole attention is focused on COVID-19 patients, and all the hospitals, both government and private hospitals, are converted to dedicated COVID hospitals, compromising essential healthcare services. Non-COVID illness like coronary artery disease, cerebrovascular disease, surgical emergencies, road traffic accidents, sepsis, diabetic complications, obstetric-related complications, pediatric emergencies are sidelined. To overcome the hurdles, dual-track healthcare system can be implemented. That is, both COVID and non-COVID diseases can be handled simultaneously. We can also undertake dispensing of medication for stable patient for 3 to 6 months by no contact during pickup option, so that they won't have fear of contacting any viral disease. And we can use telemedicine visits like video, phone calls or through SMS for screening, follow-up and refilling prescriptions.
This is Voice of His Baby.
We can limit number of visitors who may accompany the patients to either to clinic or community-based services. A coordinator for non-essential health service can be identified. And let us have repurposing of existing facilities with 20 to 30% of healthcare providers can be earmarked for non-COVID essential health services for easy and safe access to health service. All the citizens should be made aware of and well informed to continue to seek essential health services, including at times of lockdown. In our institution, even during pandemic, we have round-the-clock dialysis services, we have got outpatient department, and we have got emergency room also for stable and acute care. Apart from acute and chronic diseases, we do get cases like vomiting with anaphylactic shock, which we had just 2 days ago and which needs immediate attention and stabilized. As the current pandemic second wave is in declining trend, we have to plan strategies with well-preparedness to face and handle the next wave, which may target the pediatric age group. The decision makers should take up steps to safeguard and continuation of essential health services so that the negative impact of COVID-19 doesn't extend into non-COVID health services. Now, let us all strive to seek medical help and be compliant for non-COVID related illness, and let us observe all safety norms and be safe. Stay healthy and stay safe. Thank you all.
You are listening to Voice of SBV.